USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
The world is reacting to Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Biden administration is depending solely on sanctioning Russia for breaking international law and self-claiming independence for portions of eastern Ukraine. One lawmaker says energy will keep Russia afloat while the sanctions play out.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real sanctions, real banking sanctions, probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European and allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and his natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden, and they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe crippling sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
As Russian President Putin claims independence for portions of eastern Ukraine, he has sent troops and equipment into the disputed areas as peacekeepers. Jacques Delors is with the Council of European Union.
We have also condemned actions, staged events, and information manipulation that are clearly aimed at creating a pretext for military escalations against Ukraine. It's a classical way of behaving. You create pretext for military escalations. We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk agreement and international law. We have, at the meantime, while we were discussing inside the council meeting, we were following the discussions of the Russian Security Council with a strong concern. We understand that the final decision has not been taken yet. And we call upon President Putin to respect international law and the Minsk agreements and expect him not to recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk Oblast.
I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.